straightforward. What a positive declaration. Every one of those beings went straightforward. No deviation, no alteration of purpose, no waffling of intentions, no changing their course when the way became difficult. They had their faces set as a flint in their intended goal and turned not aside for pain or pleasure. Together they went. There was no individual independency that separated or divided their unity and harmony. They went always joined together and always in a straight line. Their direction is specifically designated as forward, not backward, not walking sideways, crabbing along. These were those spirit creatures that had learned to walk in the unity of the Spirit. Paul wrote in Romans 8:14, "For as many as are led by the Spirit of God, they are the sons of God." George Fox was one such flaming-hearted creature from out of the fires of persecution. One of the strong points emphasized in his ministry was that the sons of God have the Holy Spirit abiding within. He would often say, "Listen to the inward monitor. Listen to the inward teacher. He will direct you in your ways." George Fox lived in a time when many lamentable errors were taught from the pulpits of the official state church of England. Reverend Fox declared that people need not be deceived or led astray, that they must learn to listen to their inward teacher. The Holy Spirit abiding within will be like an umpire in their hearts, who, when the game is in progress, will blow the whistle when things go wrong. He taught them to listen to the inward monitor and to be led by the Spirit. In the book of Proverbs and in the 14th chapter, verse 12, Solomon writes that there is a way that seemeth right unto man, but the end thereof are the ways of death. Often the way the flesh would choose will look right and prosperous, but it's impossible for flesh to see ahead and see the end of that way. These beings born out of the fire walked in a straight walk. They walked in the Spirit. Through the labors of their covering wings, they had procured the guidance and direction that was needed. The Apostle Paul wrote in the book of Galatians chapter 5 and verse 16, "This I say then, walk in the Spirit, and you shall not fulfill the lusts of the flesh." A person cannot walk on two sides of the street at once. If he walks on one side, he will not be able to walk on the other. If a man walks in the city of Atlanta, he most certainly cannot walk simultaneously down a street in the city of Chicago. If a Christian walks in the flesh, then know for sure he is not walking in the Spirit. These fire-purged beings that Ezekiel saw were always walking straight forward. They were being led by the Spirit without deviation, shortcuts, or detours. The word straight in Hebrew also means to cross over from one side to the other, or from one realm to another. They had crossed over and were walking in the Spirit. They had entered into the rule of God in their lives and obeyed the Spirit, their inward monitor, and did what He directed them to do. Humanity lives in a sick world that is being counseled by psychiatrists who are even more sick themselves, and yet counseling the world how to live. They are the counselors of the age, and yet, admittedly, they do not have the answer. They can find the problems in people's lives, but the answers evade them. They have never crossed over and learned to walk in the Spirit of God. God is still developing spirit fire creatures on earth through the many fires they passed through. They are being transformed from glory to glory, from men to angels, from sons of Adam to sons of God. They will come to the place where they cross over and walk a straight walk in the Spirit. It is impossible for man in the flesh to walk straight if he is guiding his own life. Such a one will find that he will be running into a dead end, a mud pond, a brick wall, or somebody's mad dog. In the book of John, in the 16th chapter and verse 13, Jesus said to his disciples, on that mystery night in the Garden of Gethsemane, just for the crucifixion, "Howbeit, when he, the Spirit of truth, is come, He will guide you into all truth. Therefore, if God sent His Spirit of the Most High all the way to earth to guide His servants unto all truth, then it is also certain that He knows they need that guidance. God's children need the guidance of the Spirit of God because they cannot find their way alone. The scope of human wisdom is too ineffectual to ordain a straight walk, and for that reason, God has given the faithful help of His Spirit that His servants might walk without deviation or be deceived into a false way. Furthermore, according to the prophet Isaiah, the whole world lies in darkness, and it is always difficult to find the right way in the dark. When a person plans to take a journey, he first procures a map and looks for the best and most direct way. The devil came to Jesus in the desert and offered Him a shortcut. "I will give you the whole world and all its kingdoms if you will bow and worship me." In other words, He suggested, "Why go through the cross, the pain, the suffering and shame? You can have it all because I will give it to you if..." However, the Lord was not looking for shortcuts. He walked the full way required to purchase our redemption and brought forth a full salvation. The prophet Isaiah had been given a word from the Lord and wrote in his book, "Thine ears shall hear a word behind thee, saying, This is the way, walk ye in it, when ye turn to the right hand, and when ye turn to the left." Isaiah chapter 30 and verse 21. When one turns to the right hand or to the left hand, he is no longer walking in a straight walk. He has turned his back on his guide. That is why the word is from behind him. As long as one is walking straight ahead, he will be following his guide. But when he turns aside into another way, the faithful guide is no longer leading, but is behind the follower's back. Nevertheless, in his great faithfulness, the Spirit will call to the erring one from behind him and say, "That is not the way. This is the way. Walk ye in it." There are false ways that are tempting and popular, a broad way in which many walk. Perhaps a way of human honor and glory, a way that seems right unto man and humanistic thinking. Perhaps it is a way of popular preaching, garnering large congregations by promising blessing, well-being, and eternal happiness. They may offer everything that God promises, but without the pain, the inconvenience, and shame of a cross. It is a shortcut, a devious way that promises to lead to the same destination, but is not the way of the Spirit. Jesus, the one who knew the way, said to his disciples, "If any man will come after me, let him deny himself and take up his cross and follow me." Matthew 16:24. The way the Holy Spirit leads will not always guide into beautiful meadows filled with peace and comfort. The way of the disciples who follows his Lord may not be through pleasant, lovely parks, but it will be the way that takes him safely home. Shortcuts are dangerous. Always listen to the word that comes from behind, for that means that one has already turned aside and is on a detour. The prophet Joel, speaking of God's chosen army, says, "They shall run like mighty men. They shall climb the wall like men of war, and they shall march every one on his ways. They shall not break their ranks, neither shall one thrust another. They shall walk every one in his path, and when they fall upon the sword, they shall not be wounded." Joel 2, verse 7. The unique beings that Ezekiel saw are those from out of the fire that go straight forward. They had learned to walk in a straightforward path, a path that crosses from one realm to another, from earth to heaven, from death to life, from walking in the flesh to walking in the Spirit. Those who walk in the Spirit shall not fulfill the lusts of the flesh. They who are led by the Spirit of God, they are the sons of God. They have crossed over from the land of independence, in which what pleases me is the rule, into the place of dependency, in which what really matters is that which pleases the King. They have faithfully followed the living word, garnered by the wings of power.